Hi y'all, welcome to another episode of Faith God Life Pod, and this is episode 5. Oh my goodness, I'm actually really glad we're making progress. Before we dive into today's episode, how are you doing? I hope you've had a wonderful week. New episodes are published on Fridays, so obviously I'm assuming that you're gearing up for the weekend. I'm assuming that your work week is coming to an end. That's if you work. If you don't work, that's okay as well. I hope you had a good week. I don't think I'm going to have that much of a weekend because I have a backlog of work and deliverables that I have to finish up before Sunday. So I'm going to have a busy weekend. That's by the way. I asked us last week to choose a name for the audience. I was trying to come up with a couple of names and I came up with Podsties, which is a combination of podcast and besties. And I asked us to choose. I published a poll with the episode and I asked us to cast our votes, and I got 2 votes for Podsties. So I'm thinking that we may have to stick with Podsties for a while, at least until we come up with a better name. Nobody chose any of the other names. I mean, I guess you didn't like the names. I know I suck at name picking, but was it that bad? Anyway, I think we'll have to stick with Podsties until we come up with a better name. Now back to episode 5, Podsties. I feel like the weight of the world is on my shoulders, and I will carefully try as much as possible to explain what I mean. So this week has been mentally draining for me. I have had a rough week, I won't lie. I've had moments where I felt like, what am I even doing? And should I just give up and just stop everything I'm currently doing and just focus on, you know, my career? But I know that that's not the next best thing to happen to me. I know that's not the decision I'm supposed to make, so obviously I can't make that decision. But it just felt like everything I had been doing for the past 3 years was coming to a stop. You know, things have been happening that I felt like, what exactly am I supposed to be doing? And I felt burdened, I won't lie. So I felt burdened. I did pray about it and I did talk to God about it. You know, there's a good side to being a multi-potentialite. So for those who don't know, a multi-potentialite is a person with many interests and creative pursuits. And when I tell you that I have a ton of interests and creative pursuits right now, trust me, I have this podcast, the radio station, the media company, the blog expression, the TV expression, the newsletter, that's the male community, my own work male community, like my career male community. I have a male community or like a newsletter for my career. Then there is also my personal podcast that I haven't published. I also have my personal newsletter that I haven't published. I don't know, let me just keep going. And I think that sometimes it can be a little bit weighty. I mean, multi-potentialites have many paths and we pursue them all either sequentially, so one after the other, or simultaneously, all at the same time. So we're doing it. I'm doing this and I'm doing this at the same time. Or we do both sequentially and simultaneously. And when I tell you that, I think, quite frankly, I'm doing both right now. It can be a bit exhausting, if I'm being honest, it can. And on some days, I just want to crawl under a rock and hide. And on other days, I'm quite excited. I'm ready to conquer the world. Basically, it just comes like, it's like a roller coaster of emotions. Every day, there is a new emotion that I'm discovering, basically. And sometimes, I get worried. I get anxious. I get scared. Sometimes, I cry. I cried this week, I won't lie. And most of my fear or most of my worry stems from this, like, will I be able to do and, you know, accomplish all that I have set out to do? What if I fail? What if I don't do well? What if I do a shabby job? Like, for example, when I had stopped podcasting, when I stopped podcasting for a while, I was worried. Even though I knew that I would have to return to podcasting soon, I was still a bit worried. And I kind of beat myself up a little bit. Like, how could I stop? Like, why did I stop podcasting? What was stopping me from podcasting? What was I thinking? When would I start podcasting again? Like, I was worried. And what if I start podcasting again and I don't have anything to say? I don't have anything to talk about. And then there was imposter syndrome on the side. So I'm not even going into all that. But one thing I'm continuing to learn is that worrying is weighty. It's heavy. It's heavy to worry so much and it can weigh you down in your journey. And so as a Christian, I'm expected to not worry. I'm expected to not be anxious. I'm expected to trust in God, to trust that God will guide me, God will give me the wisdom to get it right. I will be a bit honest and say that I've been unable to truly do this. And it's shocking because God has a track record. God is faithful. I mean, in my life, for example, I have seen him come through countless times. I mean, this is the God who found me in my darkest and most vulnerable moments. And this is the God that turned my life around and gave me newfound purpose and put all these beautiful things on my inside. Yet I struggle to completely rely on this God. And so this morning during my devotion, during my personal devotion, as I was praying, you know, trying to have a conversation with the Holy Spirit, I wanted to talk about some things that I was worried about. And you know, before I could even say, oh, like this thing, he asked me this question. He said, Hadassah, why did you try to fix? Oh, so I just jumped the gun. He brought to memory. Let me backtrack. So as I was praying, I wanted to ask him something. He then brought to my memory something I asked him for a while ago. And I had forgot. I don't want to say I had forgotten that I asked. I think it stems from me not trusting him enough to do it. That's why I pushed it away. Like, okay, let me just move on. Because I'm currently trusting him for something and I had prayed about it yesterday. I tried to provide a solution for the thing that I prayed about. To tell you how bad this thing is, I didn't remember that I prayed about this thing and I was there trying to find the solution. And so this morning during devotion, he asked me, say, Hadassah, why did you try to fix this thing after asking me to help? Did you think I'll be unable to fix it? Why is it so hard to trust me for the big things? Do you think I'm unreliable? Do you think I'm unable to do the big things? Hey, God, oh God. I won't lie. I felt like he smacked me in the face and smacked senses into my head. Like, you know that brain resetting kind of slap? That igbaju, igbaru kind of slap. If you're Yoruba, you understand what I'm saying. That ifoti kind of slap. That's what it felt like I was hit with. I didn't expect to hear that. And that was when I remember that, oh my gosh, like I actually asked for this thing. And then we had a lengthy conversation where he started to talk about me, really talk about me. And I realized a few things about myself, which I want to share with us today. So let's just say that this is me being a bit vulnerable and me being honest. So I'll start from here. Trusting God can look like taking your hands of a project and letting God, and it can also look like getting to work as soon as God says go, or as soon as God says so. So if God says put your hand to the plow and get to work, trusting God can be immediately obeying that instruction and getting to work. And then God says take your hand off the plow and rest, trusting God can be immediately taking off your hand off the plow and resting. So basically trusting God is obedience to God. And so A total and complete surrender of your will, it involves a complete surrender of your strength, acknowledging that you are weak and that God is actually stronger and God is enough and capable, and acknowledging that your abilities cannot carry you anywhere. Like you have no abilities outside of God. It is basically saying yes when God says yes and saying no when God says no. When we were having the conversation, I was like, Hadassah, how have you been trusting God? Because he started to bring up instances where I had trusted him for something and now where I'm doubting him for other things. And then he's like, so is it that you looked at those things as smaller and you think, oh, God should be able to do this one? And then you looked at all these other things as bigger and you're like, oh, God cannot do all this one, and so I'll try fixing myself. I was like, how have I let God help me? And I realized that I haven't really been doing a good job at trusting God. I'm getting a bit emotional. And you know, I've been afraid to let go because I've been worried that I cannot control the events that may take place when I let go. This means sadly to me that I do not see God as a capable and able God, or a capable and even able father, because he said to me, like, do you think I'm an unreliable father that I will not be able to care for my child? And so I trust God, but my trust is limited to all the things God has done and not all the things he will do. So I limit it to what he has done and I don't extend it to the things that he will do. And so therefore, I am not totally surrendered. Neither am I completely enamored by who God is, that I will be able to live my life with some form of reckless abandon will I call it, some form of reckless abandon, because I know that God will always catch me. And so I'm always too careful, I'm always too watchful, because I think that what if God doesn't do it how I want it to be done? What if I'm trying to control the narrative, basically? And I forget that scriptures, you know, the word of God has told me time and time and time again in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 28 that everything that God does is for his glory, for my good. And so instead of me letting go and letting God, I have this need to control everything and to control every outcome, and to see, I want to see the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end. And that's not my job, that's not my jurisdiction. I want to control every outcome because I'm afraid of brokenness. I realized it this morning. I was like, I'm afraid of brokenness. I'm afraid of being broken, because maybe because I've experienced it, or maybe because I know what, at least I've tasted a small portion of what it is, or what it means to be broken by God, to be turned over. And so I'm afraid of that, because I'm aware that God's ways are not my ways, and God, the way God will move is not the way I will move, and that there is obviously pain in the journey. There is a refining process in my path. I have to go through the fire to get purified. I have to go through the fire to become pure gold, or beautiful gold, or shining gold. And so I'm afraid of that, because I have been in a season where I had to be purified. And I guess I will say that I, as much as I enjoyed the results, I don't think that I really liked the process as much. And I remember that I said, this is me being vulnerable, and this is me being as open and sharing the things that the Holy Spirit had expounded to me this morning about myself. And you know, so I'm doing everything I can to avoid it. I'm doing everything I can to avoid being broken. But that's not surrender. That's not trust. That's not leaning on God. Surrender is going through the fire. Like the three Hebrew men, they moved with reckless abandon. They were like, if God will save us, fine. If God will not save us, fine. I want the assurance that God will save me. Like, oh God, I want God to say, oh Hadassah, I will save you, go. So because sometimes when he doesn't say, oh Hadassah, I will save you, go, I'm too afraid to take a step. And even when he does say, like, Hadassah, go, I will save you, I still am too afraid to take a step. That is not surrender. Surrendering is going regardless, because God's will triumphs mine. And surrendering is letting myself be thrown into the furnace, regardless of if Jesus will come and save me or not. That is surrender. Surrender is saying that I do, without seeing the end, without seeing the outcome, just trusting the beginning and trusting the process. And trusting that even if everything goes awry, like even if it's poor for road, even if my motor get accidents, I will come out unscathed. And even if I don't come out unscathed and I break a few bones, God is going to set them back in place. And even if God doesn't set those bones back in place, I will still have life and breath in my lungs. I will still be in God's will. I will be in God's plan. That is surrender. You know, surrender is seeing that God is capable and able, that he is reliable. Even when it doesn't seem like it, even when I don't see it, it's trusting that God is a present Father. Even when it seems like God has been away for a while, like, you know, when your dad travels and, you know, maybe travels for work and is not home, it doesn't mean that he's no longer your dad. Maybe that doesn't mean that he's not present in your life. It just means that he's on a journey and he will eventually return. And so even when it feels like God is on a journey that he will return from, surrender is me being aware and just having that assurance, telling myself like, that's like, God is here, God is present. Regardless of the current circumstances, God is your all. God is your yes and your no. God is the only option. In fact, surrender is believing completely in my heart that I have no other choice than being with God. Like, there is no other option than God. And so God is my first, God is my last, he's my only hope. Without God, I'm not, and with God, I am. That is surrender. And so I asked myself, okay, so how can you trust God? Don't you think it's time to surrender? Because frankly, The weight of the world is my shoulders. I'm multi-potentialized and I'm doing so many things at the same time. I don't see how it is humanly possible for me to achieve everything I have set out to do without God, without trusting God, without letting God lead me, without leaning into God and letting Him drive me to the destination or to wherever He wants to drive me to. The only answer I could come to is to surrender, because I'm unable to continue on this journey without God. I would give up. I know myself. I would say, look, I'm not doing it again, please. I don't even want to buy any field. I beg. I will do nothing. I will be like that servant that hid his talents. And that was not a good servant. Because when the master came, the master was not pleased with him. I want the master to be pleased with me. I want God to be pleased with me when he returns, when Jesus returns and takes us home. I want him to say, well done, good and faithful child, good and faithful servant. I want to win as many souls as I can, because my father would rather everybody be saved than everybody be perished. So I cannot be like the servant that hid his talent. I cannot do that, because I know that I cannot hide my talent. And I also know that I cannot carry this weight by myself, because if I do, it will weigh me down. In fact, it will crush me. It would impede my journey. It would impede my growth. The entire purpose for which I was created would be, it will be derailed, like, or delayed. Derailed or delayed if I decide to do this myself. It would all just come to waste. And so the only answer I have, the only thing I can do, is honestly to surrender, to let God show me how he can carry me, to let God show me how reliable he can be. And you know, the funny thing is, God has shown me over and over again that he is reliable. God is reliable. I've seen him in so many instances in my life. And so when he asked me, like, is it that you think those other instances are smaller and that this thing that you're asking for is bigger? It made me realize that, you know what? I can do better as a Christian. I can trust God, because God is trustworthy. He has always been trustworthy. He has always been, and he will always be trustworthy. By the way, have you guys noticed I haven't really digressed as much today? Mostly because this is something that, I don't know, maybe because it's something that I didn't know I had, or something that I didn't know I was doing. And so the fact that I see it now is like, that's the only thing I can think about. Like, how do I become a better Christian? How do I do better? How do I trust God better? So back to what I was saying, I cannot control the events that may take place. Neither can you. I don't know, maybe as you're listening to me, you're seeing bits and pieces of yourself. You're seeing places where maybe you haven't really completely trusted God. And you're seeing that, oh my goodness, this is so true in this instance for me. You and I, we cannot control anything. It is not our place to decide how our lives would play out. It is not our place to decide how the purpose for which we have been called or we have been created would be fulfilled. As much as we want to, I mean, trust me, as much as I want to, I cannot control the narrative, because I do not write the scripts. Not be me write the scripts. I didn't create myself. I didn't call myself. I didn't choose me. He chose me. He loved me first. He died for me. I didn't die for myself. So I cannot control the narrative, because I didn't start this. I didn't begin this. Why would I end it? How can I end it? How can I write the last scene? Only God can. And so I must see God as able. I must see God as capable. I don't have any choice. Like, there is no two ways about this. I must learn to apply scriptures. I must learn to trust the word. I must learn to lean on God. I must learn to depend on God. I must trust God beyond all the things that he has done for me, and extend that trust to the things that he hasn't done and the things he will do, and even the things he will not do. Yes, and trust that, you know, even if he doesn't do it, God is good and God loves me and he's still dependable. I must surrender. I must be completely enamored. I love that word so much, because I think it just encapsulates a feeling that you cannot really quantify or describe. That feels like I just spoke a lot of English and explained nothing. I didn't muse myself, but yes, I must be completely enamored, smitten. Yes, I must be smitten by God. I must see God as God and trust that when I get thrown in the furnace, like the three Hebrew men, God will be with me. And even if God is not with me, I will be all right. Even if I get burned, I will still be all right. And I'm still in God's plan. I'm still in God's will for me. I'm still in God's purpose for me. That's the conclusion I came to this morning. I will and I must surrender It's a must. It is unavoidable. We don't get choice. If you never give in to Jesus, you will never fully experience him. And I know that because I see places where I ought to enjoy more, I ought to have more, and I don't. And that's because I haven't completely let go and trusted God in those places. And so what I'm telling myself to do, what I've told myself to do this morning, is to let go and to trust God in those places. And I'm starting with that thing that I asked God for, and I'm taking my hands off it, and I'm not doing anything about it, and I'm trusting him to come through for me. And I'm trusting that even if the results, whatever he does, is not how I thought it would go or what I would have wanted, that's okay. I'm still in God's will for me, and I would align myself with the process and with the results and trust that it's God's will for me. We must learn to do that, and we must learn to never let our circumstances dictate when and how we surrender. While I was having the conversation this morning, one of the things that had come to light is the fact that I have doubted God in certain areas because of certain things that have happened in my life, where, you know, I've expected things and I didn't get them, or maybe things had not gone how I thought they would, and I had been hurt by those things, and I had gone through a really hard time because of, you know, the outcome of those things. And so I found it a bit difficult because I'm like, God, but if you love me, now why would this thing happen to me? That kind of thing. So do not let your circumstances dictate how and when you surrender. Your surrender should not be tied to your circumstances, right? So that's just where I am now. And honestly, save all this grammar that I'm speaking. I mean, if I don't trust God, who will I trust? Will I trust myself? That is very laughable because, oh my goodness, can somebody trust me? God is more reliable than I am. So, I mean, obviously, complete surrender to God. So, yeah, that's my conversation. That was really literally the entire discourse. And I just hope that this blessed you. I hope that you're able to take one or two things from it. So, thank you so much. I didn't expect this episode to be this long. I really thought it was going to be under like 15 minutes, maximum 20. I apologize if it's too long, but I really hope that it blessed you and you were able to pick a thing or two from it. And I hope to see you in the next episode. I hope that you'll listen to the next episode. And if you haven't listened to the previous ones, I suggest that you do. Also, tell me what you think. Kind of give me feedback in the comment section. I think if you listen with Spotify, you should be able to give me feedback. And if you listen with other platforms, you can reach out to me on social media or send me an email just to tell me what you think or if the episode has blessed you. So until next time, which is in about two Fridays, I think the last Friday this month, so episode 6, I'll see you then. Bye.